This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
What I'd like to do is share with you this story that will set up the message and then share some verse by verse. James Hewitt talks about an assignment for a doctoral thesis where a college student spent a year with a group of Navajo Indians on a reservation in Arizona. Now, I've spent a little bit of time at a Navajo reservation in Arizona a few years ago, and I remember that experience quite vividly. As he did his research, he lived with one family, slept in their house, ate their food, worked with them, and generally lived the life of a 20th century Indian. The old grandmother of the family spoke no English at all, yet a very close friendship formed between the college student and the grandmother. They spent a great deal of time together, sharing what was meaningful to each, yet unexplainable to anyone else. In spite of the language barrier, they shared the common language of love and understood each other. Over the months, he learned Navajo, and over the months, she picked up some of the English language. When it was time for him to return to his campus and write his thesis, the tribe held a going-away celebration. It was marked by sadness since the young man had become close to the whole village and would be missed by all of them. As he prepared to get up into the pickup truck and leave, listen to this, this is very touching. The old grandmother came up to him at the truck to tell him goodbye. With tears streaming from her eyes, she placed her hands on either side of his face, looked directly into his eyes, and said this, "I like myself the best when I'm with you. I like myself the best when I'm with you." Would there be anyone on the earth, anyone at all, that could theoretically put their hands on your face and say, "You know, I like myself best when I'm with you because you bring out the best in me"? Now, that's a provocative question for all of us, thought-provoking in many ways. But I want to suggest to you that it's possible that as you are used by God as a Christian friend, not just as a bowling buddy, not just as a drinking buddy, not just as somebody we play cards with, but you're used as a godly friend, that God can use you in such a way that someday somebody would say, "I like myself best when I'm around you." Let's do a little verse by verse. Verse 5, "Better is an open rebuke than hidden love." What's a rebuke? It means to be corrected. It means for someone to point out something that's wrong. And this proverb writer says, it's better to have an open rebuke from a friend than to have hidden love where somebody loves you at a distance and they never tell you anything. They never say anything to you. They never demonstrate any love for you, but they just love you in secrecy or from a distance. It's better to have an open rebuke. Part of being a godly friend, you get this, is being willing to rebuke your friend. Now, don't stop there. Part of being a friend is being willing to rebuke your friend when needed, but also it means you and I are open to the rebuke. Don't be one-sided in this idea of a rebuke and say, "Well, I can straighten him out, and boy, I sure had to straighten her out the other day." We have to be humble enough to be open to being rebuked because that's part of a godly relationship, a friendship, where we're willing to rebuke when necessary because we love the person, and we're willing to be rebuked because we love the person. Verse 6 says, "Wounds from a friend can be trusted, but an enemy multiplies kisses." What does that mean? Don't trust totally the person who's always complimenting you. Just because somebody's always saying good things and flattering you all the time, "You're wonderful, you're wonderful, you're wonderful," that could be an enemy. And the wounds of a friend can be trusted if you know that person has your best interest at heart. The wounds of a friend can be trusted, but the enemy multiplies kisses.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.